In days, I understand that there was a request to cut down the coffee consumption. We have to make the shiur more exciting, more interesting. To take responsibility. The sugya on there's a line in Mem Amud Beis which opens up for us a sugya and assures us that we'll get to this important topic, and that is the timing of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So Mem Amud Beis. It says, Rabbi Zeira, Omar Gzeira Mishum, Gzeira Nami Mishum Ksus Laila. Rabbi Zeira says that the reason why, on Mem Amad Aleph, the reason why Rabbi Tzadok reported this din, Kalamatel Tcheles B'Yushalayim Eina Elimin Amatriyin, that it was accepted in Yushalayim, that it was Osir to put Tcheles on a linen beged. Rabbi spoke about that on Thursday. So in Mem Amud Beis, the reasons why it should be yosid, despite that Beis Hillel says it's the mutter and mechuyev. So part of the sugya is because of a chashash of tasa minosi. So Mirta Shem, if you want, we'll discuss that tomorrow. But Rabbi Zeira says the reason was because they were afraid gezera dam mishum ksos laila, because Pashas means a person may have pajamas, ksus laila, something she only wears at night. He may have four-cornered pajamas. He may end up putting tcheles on linen pajamas. And he'll end up being in violation of klayim, because his nighttime pajamas are not chayiv in the tzitzis. So in order to make sure that no one ever put tzitzis on a ksus laila, that no one would ever put wool tzitzis on a linen ksus laila, there was an overarching din not to put tzitzis on linen bechlal. Right, so now we're going to focus on not this particular gzeira that we discussed last week, but we'll focus on the reason for this gzeira. The reason for the gzeira was because of a person who may have linen ksus laila, linen nighttime clothing. This little word nami is the source of a discussion amongst the Rishonim. The Rashbam discusses it over here, whether Rabbi Zeira and Rav Zeira are the same person. We don't usually focus on these things. Right? Here, Rabbi Zeira said it's because of Tasu and Osi. Rav Zeira Amar Gzeira Nami Mishum. So l'chari, that would mean that Rabbi Zeira and Rav Zeira are different people. And normally you would say that Rabbi Zeira is an Eretz Yisrael Dika, because those who took the title of Rabbi, and Rav Zeira lived in Bavel. So that is the approach, I think, of a Tosfos and Ksuvos, that there were two Rabbi Zeiras, and this is brought as a proof that there were two Rabbi Zeiras. Other Rishonim say that it's the same Rabbi Zeira. That because Rabbi Zeira was the Amora who made Aliyah, right? He was the Amora at the end of Ksuvis that he knew his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, did not want him to make Aliyah. And he wanted to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. And so what he did is he didn't ask Rishus from his Rebbe, didn't see his Rebbe. But we know that he made Aliyah. And so the suggestion is that when he was in Bavel, he was called Rav Zeira. They made Aliyah, and they gave him the Israeli title, Rabbi Zeira. So that's what I think the Rashbam says, and maybe that's what happened over here, that first, and he was in Bavel, he had one explanation. When he came to Israel, he gave a different explanation. If you look at the Gemara in Ksuvis, in my Shas Vilna Ksuvis, so it has the bottom of the... This story is told, Kufir Aleph, Amud Aleph is told, it begins at the bottom. At the bottom, it has Reish with a dash on top of it. Doesn't tell you Rebbe. But on the top of the Yom, after made Aliyah, it says Rebbe Zeira. All the drushes that we quote Rebbe Zeira saying that he was allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael, he explained, his Rebbe said you could not go to Eretz Yisrael, because Bovel Yuvo, that Bovel was a golos that was established by the Nevi'im. So if the Nevi'im told you you were going to go to Bovel, then you stay in Bovel. And Rabbi Zeira says, no, let's talk about the clay mikdash. They had to be brought. That's not a chiyuv on the individuals. So if you look at the Gemara, again, the Shas Vilna, I didn't do a lot of research. So on the top of, after Meis Aliyah, it's not second called Rabbi. Of course, that would that approach of the Chiddush Rashbam would raise a question because Tosfos points out that we paskin, at least the Bavli paskins, like according to Chiddush Rabbah, would be the shita which he dismissed when he made Aliyah. And I mean, the problem it could be that the Bavli held like Rav Zeir when he was in Bavel. Okay, that's a historical note that this Gemara, because it says Gzeira Nami, some say that you cannot bring a Raya from this. Some say that this is a good Raya, that it's the same person. Because Rav Zeira says one line, and Rabbi Zeira says Nami, another reason. Another reason could be the same person as another reason. Let's look at the issue itself. The issue itself is that, let's call Rav Zeira says that Chazal were concerned that a person may put wool tzitzis on his linen ksosalayla, and then he'd end up wearing klayim at a time when he's nechayiv in tzitzis. So Rashi explains what we're familiar with, the Gemara on Mem Gimel, right? Mem Gimel with Aleph. Rashi quotes that what is the basis for Abzeira's concern? Shema yiskase boy balayla. Maybe he'll wear it at night. That the Apostle Torah says, you'll see the tzitzis, uzachartem, you'll remember the mitzvahs. So since the Torah says that seeing the tzitzis is an important detail over here, you'll see them. Since the Torah stresses, you have to see them. The Gemara Darshan, so the Rabbanan Darshan, it has to be at a time, so Reb Shimon Darshans, it has to be at a time when a person would see tzitzis. Alright, so it has to be Bizman Re'iya, at a time when one would see it. Good. That's the discussion. L'chara, this is not things in the Svarim, but this L'chara should be the discussion about whether one should wear one tzitzis in or out. Right? Because those who advocate wearing tzitzis out, they say yirisim also. That's usually what's discussed. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't have. The Mishnah Berurah has a different approach. He says that it's a beged shel malchus. That a beged shel malchus you don't tuck away. Because Baruch Hu gives you a beged to wear. You wear with great pride. That's a chavetz chayim v'halach. But it's usually discussed that yirisim oisei. So the Litvish say that that's not pshat in the pasuk. That's not the Gemara. Yirisim oisei means zman riya. Alright, that's why the Litvish Rebbeim don't wear the tzitzis out. They said, Mechitesa, there's no locha to wear them out. They didn't discuss Chavetz Chaim's Malach and Radin. And the Reis HaMois is a non-player. Because Reis HaMois teaches us either the Gemara has a discussion in Gimel Aleph. What do we learn from Reis HaMois? Do we learn the Chiyav to see them, the Zman, or do we learn to remind us to give us the time of another mitzvah of Kriyashma. Gives us the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Zechira or Kol HaMitzvahs. No one, Gemara doesn't say, Rabbanan should say, what do you mean? Reason why he says, Allah, that you have to mamish like the stoikim, you have to see the tzitzis. That's the stoikim, but if you're not a stoiki, so you learn Torah Shabbat Peh, so then a reason means the drushes, either daytime or that it's going to give us the din of Zman Kriyashma. Right, so that's the way that it's usually discussed. I would only add that L'chorva, there should be another discussion. Should be discussed. The Minchas Chinuch discusses that when the Torah gives us a drasha, do we say that when Chazal have a drasha, do we say that the drasha is Moitzi Midei Pshutai? Where did that come up? The Minchas Chinuch says, is there an Isur Deraisa to put a stone in front of a blind person? The Torah says, if Nivli Sita in Mirshal. All right. So, but the Torah said, the Chazal explained, Lifnei Lisit Mirshal means don't give him bad advice. Don't tell him to do an Aveira. What about putting a stone in front of a blind person? So it would be also for many reasons. But it would be an Isur, would he give him Hasra for that particular love? It would be also because it's a Maisim, you don't have to find an Isur first, a Maisim would do Velas to begin with. But let's say he had some, whatever. Make some kind of case so that's going to be out solo for the person, whatever. So then, is there a new love of Lifnei Vistim? Chassidus says it depends on this issue of whether when the Torah gives you a Torah Shebal Peh approach, when they tell you not to be at Stoiki, so does that mean this is the only Olim Pshat and Pasuk? There's nothing else? And the Pasuk now is lifted from its literal reading? Or is the Torah saying, of course it's a literal reading, but for some reason there's a Yetura, there's an extra, right? That's the Minchas Chasson who raises that question. So that L'chaira should be the conversation for this issue as well, but I don't know if he discusses in those terms. So the Gemara says, so we learn from Reisa and Moise. So Tosfos points out, Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam Pirush Dechein Iker, that of all the different reasons that are given for this Yerushalmi Halacha, that you cannot put tzitzis on a linen four-cornered garment, for all the reasons that are given, Tasev Aleven also is given, and now Ksus Laila, so the Rabbeinu Tam says, this is the pshat that was accepted by Chazal. Why does Rabbeinu Tam know that? He says, because if you look at B'memalikin, where there is a discussion about this mitzvah, so the Gemara only, this din, the Gemara only quotes this particular line. And then Tosfos has numerous proofs for this principle. So what's Tosfos proving? He's proving that on Mem Gimel Amar Alvi Machlekes Tanoim as to whether we paskin that there's some exception to wearing tzitzis at night. Do we paskin that then? It's a machlekes. According to the Rabbanon, we usually pass on the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that Urisa Moso teaches us that Urisa Moso, you'll learn from this another mitzvah, you'll learn about Pirishma. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, this teaches us that it's a daytime, not a nighttime mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Tam says the fact that this one line of Rav Zeira, the smallest line of the whole sugya, since that line is the line that's quoted as the interpretation of the sugya in the Medlikin, so that's an indication that the Bavli paskins like Reb Shimon against the Rabbanon, and then he has numerous other indications from many other sources in the Shas that we paskin like Reb Shimon. Okay, what's he paskin like Reb Shimon? So again, so we said three things so far. Number one, we discussed Rav and Rabbi Zeira, a side issue. Then we discussed the Risim, also a side issue. And now we come to the point that Tosfos wants to build on. That what's that point? That we paskin like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says something at night. It says Ksus Laila's potter from tzitzis. All right. What does Ksus Laila potter mitzitzis mean? So now you know there's a three-way machlokes rishonim. What does that mean? The way that the Rambam is usually understood is that it means that there's no mitzvah to wear it tzitzis at night. Right? End of story. Ksus Laila doesn't mean Ksus Laila. It means if I'm wearing something at night, I'm wearing my talis at night. I'm not chayiv. I'm wearing a four-cornered bag and a four-cornered bag. I'm not chayiv to put on tzitzis. And it will not be over if I wear a four-cornered bag at night. And I cannot, certainly not, wear a four-cornered bag with a klayim at night. That's the, can I make a bracha? Not shach to me, not even a discussion of making a bracha at night, right? Can a person put on a talis at night? So let's say when it comes to kol nidre night, we're very careful to put on before shkita. That's all he put on before Shkia, so he can make a bracha at then. What about the chazan davening marav at night? Right? To different minhagim in different shuls. Right? So the Magen Avraham says that the chazan should wear a talis at night. How can you do that? Does it make any sense what the talis is doing at night? So he says, but the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu learned the 13 Midas Harachamim, it says the Rebbeinu Shalom was Mis'atev Kishliach Tzibur. It doesn't say it was Mis'atev Kishliach Tzibur de Shachmas, Kishliach Tzibur de Mincha. Kishliach Tzibur. In other words, it's the Magen Avraham says, you see from this line in the Medrash that if you represent the Tzibur, there's an idea of Kovod HaTzibur to wear a talis. So that finds its way in the Achronim in different ways. The Magen Avraham says, Pasha, you're a shliach tzibur, shachus mincha marav, where it said that The Magen Rebbe quotes Rachmanu Litzlan, a person say Kaddish. And let's say he's katan or he's not married yet. So the Magen Rebbe says he should wear a talus because the person saying Kaddish is a shliach tzibur. So I don't think that's usually practiced. Even the question of Marav is debated. You find, I think the Yishai Tzion quotes, I think it's the Raisat, that if a person was not wearing, the practice evolved, one of the Nisei Kalim, that the practice evolved because a person would daven for the Omid and wouldn't be wearing a jacket, a beged elyon. So apparently there was an understanding out of Kovet Tzivi, you have to wear a beged elyon, something on top of your regular clothes. So if you didn't have a beged elyon, you didn't have a jacket, whatever beged elyon was, so therefore you have to wear the talus to be the beged elyon. That was one approach you find in the Acharonim. So that's how we come to this approach, even though Ksus Laila, Rambam Shita, loves Zman Tzitzis. So now we know Rabbeinu Tam had a different approach. Rabbeinu Tam said it says Ksus Laila. It doesn't say Mishom Shelo Yiskasev, the Rambam's Lashon Shelo Yiskasev Alayla. So, but the Rabbeinu Tam said it says Mishom Ksus Laila, pajamas. Why does it say because of pajamas? Rabbeinu Tam Shita is having it in the middle of our Tosfos. Shita was that the Urisim also is not teaching us timing, it's teaching us what kind of clothing. That if pajamas are always potter mitzitzis, if a person for some reason is wearing his pajamas after sunrise, for some reason he doesn't have music every day. For some reason, he's davening at a normal minyan, 8, 9, 8, 7 o'clock in the morning. So he's going to be wearing his pajamas after sunrise. So do we say, you have to set the alarm? Fine, you're going to daven at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. But set your alarm, because you're wearing a four-cornered pajama, you can't wear the tzitzis. There's no such din. Rabbi Tam says, Rabbi would say, yeah. Rabbi would say, you can't do that, because you're going to get up in the morning, wash Nagel Vassar, you're going to be wearing a four-cornered baguette. See, you can't wear pajamas unless you're going to be makbid to get up before Omer HaShachar. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the issue is not night or day, it's nighttime clothing or daytime clothing. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, I for sure if I'm wearing a four-cornered garment, I have to wear it with tzitzis after nightfall, because it's a daytime baguette. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is ksus laila, like it says in the words, ksus laila, nighttime, daytime. And the third shita of the Ran. The Ran in Kiddushin has that you have to have both, Yerchayev, both, if it's you're wearing a daytime garment during the day, Yerchayev. Reason teaches two halachas. Reason teaches us the nature of the garment and the daytime. So if I'm wearing pajamas, potter. If I'm wearing a long kapota, they didn't round the corners, so even if I wear it at night, I have to wear tzitzis. I'm potter from tzitzis. But if I wear a long four-cornered kapota during the day, then I'm chayv in tzitzis. That's the Ran Shita, Chidush Ran. All of this is well summarized by the Shita Kubetzes. Shita says, Ulefichach ein la til tzitzis b'ksus laila, alright, and he says, when he woke up before Alos, before Nates, Lilmo Torah, Hoyimivarach Al Talisa, he would make a bracha. Mishum Dahi Yerushalmi. Why would he make a bracha? Because even if he was wearing a nighttime garment, but it's daytime, let's make a brach on it. Avoloyo yenir ben Reb Shimon, the other way around. He would only make a brach on daytime, but like Reb Natam. And Reb Shimon, Reb Shimshon, levarech belaila, he would make a brach at night. Came the laila labzman, tzitzisi, by your dog. They say he would. He would not make a bracha ever at night. And what about slichos? Slichos kodim omen shachar ba'arvus lekech talis sheulu l'sateiv boy. And when he davened slichos, so it was before omen shachar. So according to the Rambam, he should put on a talis and make a bracha. No, shouldn't make a bracha. Shouldn't. And according to him, any time he should put on and make a bracha. So he said he didn't know what to do. A suffix brachos. So therefore, he would borrow somebody else's talis and he would make a bracha on it, which is our common practice. So what does it mean? That's how we pass it. So Shulchan Aruch says that we always conduct ourselves as if there's a suffix. Right? Shulchan Aruch quotes Laila Lazman Tzitzisu, the Imit Mirisim Oisai, like the Rambam. Kol ma shalevish belaila poter afilu miyuchan liyayim. The Rambam sheet is, whatever you wear at night, inan chayv mitzitzis, and you wouldn't make a brach ula rosh, but the rosh, who quotes all of these sheetas, he says, no, if ksusam yuchan lalaila poter afilu shabayayim, pajamas during the day, poter, and the jacket at night, chayv. Right? That's the machlekes Rambam Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rashi hold? So, many point out a steer in Rashi. Because Rashi over here says, sounds like the Rambam. And Rashi and Shabbos sounds like Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi over here says, Shema yiskasa boi balayla, to potem mitzitzis. Shenem arisem oise. So there are Achrayim who think maybe Rashi holds it the run. That's why he needs both conditions. So Slaila Shimiskasim Boy Balaila. But again, either way, we have three clear sheetas Rishonim. It's not clear what Rashi holds exactly. What does Shulchan Aruch say? It quotes both Rambam and the Rosh. So the Ramah writes, V'sofeg brachis lahakel. Al kein ein levarach alav, elu kishalevish b'yoyim v'miyuchal gam kein liyoyim. We only make a bracha on tzitzis if it's a daytime beged, and we are putting out during the day. And after that, we don't put it on. What are the other ramifications of this machlokas? Whether we pask, and the Marshal discusses, can you make tzitzis at night? Right, because the halach is that when it comes to tefillin, you have to be mechuyev in tefillin to make tefillin. So the Achreinim discusses that transfer to tzitzis. And if it's transferred to tzitzis, to be transferred the next din. That you have to be at a time when you're chayiv. Can you're allowed to make tzitzis at night? The Mashal discusses that question. What's the other issue which is discussed is whether women are women chayiv in tzitzis or not. So Reb Shimon is very clear. That's the machlokes in Men Gumad Aleph. If you hold, like the Rabbanon, that everything we discussed right until now is not relevant. There is no such din as Laila Lavzman Tzitzis. No such din. It doesn't matter whether it's nighttime or daytime pajamas, whatever it is, just no such din. Or Isa Mitzvah is a different din. It's nothing to do with nighttime. There is no din that you're not wearing tefillin at night. So then it is not a time-bounded mitzvah. All right, so women are chayav in tzitzis. But according to Reb Shimon, which is what that this Tosfos establishes, that we passing like Reb Shimon. It's a time-banded mitzvah. Then some women are potter. Okay. So l'chora, that would be the sugya. But now we have to ask the following question. Tosfos is kasha. All right? So again, so what have we said so far? We said that's the machlokes Reb Shimon Rabbanon. Tosfos points out that we pass like Reb Shimon. That seems to be overwhelming the sheet of the Rishonim. That's Shulchan Aruch's psak. The only question is a detail. How do you define Reb Shimon's din? Do you find it as at night or pajamas? And we're machmer for both. There are achronim who discuss the following. I haven't seen this inside, but I heard about this. There are achronim who discuss whether one's allowed to put on tzitzis de novo at night. To maintain one's tzitzis, not a problem. Are you allowed to put it on? Why? Because if you put tzitzis on at night, you won't make a brach on it. All right? So you'll end up causing yourself to do a mitzvah without a bracha. So again, I don't think that we're knowing that particular chumrah, but particular issue. But that's an interesting question. It's a different question. Who's that?
What is
the issue? The issue is. Who's that? Is it better? You're not mechuyev to put on tzitzis, right? That's the Memalav. We'll get to that. Memalav. If you're not mechuyev to put on your Arba Kanfes, you feel a little bit strange. You go to the base of Medrash at night, you're not wearing your tzitzis. little bit uncomfortable, no? But you're not mechuyev to put on tzitzis. So should I put on a four-cornered garment, and then I'm going to end up obligating myself in a mitzvah and not make the bracha on the mitzvah? So according to the Rav, we understand it very well, because the Rav explained that birchos ha-mitzvahs are also a matir. Now, according to Rav's mahalach, we understand it very well. According to Rav's approach, that just like the Rambam says, just like one has to make a bracha on mitzvahs, one makes a bracha on food. So the Rav understood that the Rambam was teaching us an important principle, that just like when it comes to food, I'm not allowed to eat the food till I make the bracha, that the bracha is a mitzvah, it also permits me to eat the food. So too, when it comes to birchas ha-mitzvahs, Chazal established an idea that I shouldn't do the mitzvah until I'm appropriately prepared for the mitzvah. To do the mitzvah without the appropriate preparation, they said that's wrong, they shouldn't do it. So according to the Rav's mahalach, we understand that even though we paskin a mitzvah without a bracha is a mitzvah, you wouldn't do the mitzvah over again. And the emes is that we probably paskin when it comes to food that it's a mitzvah, not a matir. Because we would paskin rachmanos on a person's an onen, he doesn't make a bracha, even on food. See, so the Rav's mahalach is a little bit hard to understand. Again, they're terutzim. They're yeshuvim, they're pnei yeshuvim, so they understand, but not for now. But we can understand this question that the Achronim raise, if you understand that it's not right to do a mitzvah without the appropriate preparation, without a bracha. Not right. So if I'm in a situation where I have a mitzvah, I don't know how to make a bracha now. All right, so then I put on the mitzvah. The Pnei Yeshua is a nusach. Pnei Yeshua says that when you go through in your own mind whether to make a bracha or not, that's the matir. You don't need to say the bracha. You're mindful of maybe you should make a bracha. Good enough. All right. You did what Chazal wants you to do. But if you understand if we accept the Rav's approach, so then if I don't have to do a mitzvah, I don't have to put on my tzitzis at night. I'm more comfortable putting on at night. Uncomfortable enough, so then should I do a mitzvah when I cannot do the preparation that Chazal established for the mitzvah? I can't do it because of a suffix. So that would be the mahalach again. I don't think that's the common practice. I think the common practice is that if a person for some reason didn't put on took the tzitzis off at the end of the day, and then they played ball, and then they spend more time doing other things, and they had Hesach Hadass, and they forgot about it, and then they come back to put on the tzitzis. So I think the common practice is that we do put on tzitzis at night. That's my understanding. Again, these are not well fleshed out in this form. Let's now go to an important issue over here, and that is, Rabbeinu Tam says, even though I hold what I hold, tzitzis are still an asesh's man groma. All right, now we come to a very important nakuda, right? And as Rabbeinu Tam says, he says, Afal gav, Rabbeinu Tam, Afal gav diksus yoim chayiv, afilu balaylam, even though if I'm wearing my four-cornered garment that I wear during the day, my four-cornered kapota that I'm wearing during the day, and I'm chayiv to wear it in tzitzis. Rabbeinu Tam shita's pajamas are always potter, and daytime begodim are always chayiv. So Rabbeinu Tam says, I should have a kash against myself. And as L'chor, Rabbeinu Tam is pointing out the following. L'chor, Rabbeinu Tam is pointing out that from linguistically, from the language of Chazal, Rabbeinu Tam makes much more sense. It's always ksus laila. Ksus laila is potter. That's the language of Chazal. So the language of Chazal is like Rabbeinu Tam. That it's, that the question is, the Risa Moise Prat Lixus Laila, a nighttime beged. So Rabbeinu Tam says, what I'm saying is Pshat, translation of the words, but my Pshat is difficult. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon is the one that says, because of the din of Risa Moise, and because of the Ptur of Ksus Laila, therefore it's an Asay Shazman Gram Omer Potter. So that Lukhari, that doesn't make sense. If you hold like the Rambam, so then it's very, very, then it, the language is difficult, but the logic is clear, right? Ksus Laila doesn't mean Ksus Laila. It means wearing something at night. Right? And, but so the language is difficult, but the logic is clear. Because I'm not obligated to wear mitzvahs at night, therefore it's a time-bound mitzvah, so therefore I'm in a potter. Clear. So the Ben Tam says, according to me, the language is great. Ksus Laila, pajamas are potter, no matter when you wear them. But daytime clothes are always chayiv. So then it's not a time-bounded mitzvah. It's not, you don't have that when I'm potter when sunset hits. No, I'm not potter when sunset. I'm not over Ashkiya. I'm chayiv. Depends on the clothes that I'm wearing. So Rabbeinu Tam says, I understand that my shita is a difficult shita. Rabbeinu Tam, I forgot the ksus shem chayiv, I feel a balay, the ksus laila potter, I feel a balay, me kol mokoyim. Mikre shapiz man grama. And you see from Rabbeinu Tam what the Rishonim were grappling with. The Rishonim, the Rambam Shita, which is the first Shita quoted Shulchan Aruch, said that was Yaitzim Dei Pshute, because that's the only Rishonim in the Gemara. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's still called. Why is it still called? Why? Shayoim Goyreim Lechayav Amalbush. Because the day determines whether the clothes are chayiv. So it's still, Zman is not grama my mitzvah, the Zman is grama whether this garment is chayiv or not. And then Ibn Atam says, and I know that what I'm saying, L'chayiv, is against the Yerushalmi. Exactly what's against the Yerushalmi, it's not so clear. Not so clear. Yerushalmi quotes, and Sifrei quotes, that Reb Shimon holds, you have a Sifrei, first Sifrei, Hilchos Tzitzis. Reb Shimon holds that women are potter from tzitzis. Time-bounded mitzvah. Good? So the Rabbanon said to Reb Shimon that women are chayiv. It's not a time-bounded mitzvah. So Reb Shimon says, won't you agree to me that it's a time-bounded mitzvah because Ksus Laila's potter? Because pajamas are potter. Rab Ila, Shabila is the only found in the Yerushalmi. Taima de Rabbanon, Shemoisa Talasem Yuchedes Liyoim Velaila Chayeves. So Rab Ila says, Rab Ila defends the Rabbanon. How do you defend the Rabbanon? If you have a piece of clothing that you wear day and night, a 24-hour beged, it'd be Chayev and Sithis. Right? So how does he defend the Rabbanon? In other words, it sounds like that Rab Shimon and the Rabbanon are agreeing as far as halacha is concerned. Won't you be moded to me? That if I have a 24-hour garment, then you have to wear tzitzis. Right? So Reb Shimon would accept that, apparently. So the debate between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon is this called, what's called Zman Grama? In other words, everybody agrees that a 24-hour garment, you put tzitzis on. The only question is, so everybody agrees that there's tzitzis day and night. The question is, if I wear pajamas, are they chayiv and tzitzis? So they said to Reb Shimon, how can you say it's a time-bounded mitzvah? Because it's not time-bounded, because you're going to wear it day and night. So Reb Shimon didn't come back and say, yeah, but if you're wearing pajamas, and that defines the beged, so apparently Tosfos understood that again, exactly how to finish off the kash is not, as the Chorin discussed that. I think the best way to say it is that this, what Rebbeinu Tam offers is the svara, that's the machloikas. That's the machloikas tanam. That is a further machloikas tanam. Whether the garment itself indicates whether the fact that the garment is a nighttime garment, makes it potter, is that called time-boundedness? Why is it just a machlekes? Yeah, that's what I thought it might... Right. Sure. Yeah, again, the different is choice. Some achronim say, you know, times that was posh, it wasn't posh. That was the kasha. Others say that you can't really bring a raya anymore, that this ksus laila is Reb Shimon. Right, the different ways of finishing up Tosfos. But I think at first glance it sounds like that the machlokes rishonim is a machlokes tanam. Right? Good. Were you going to say before?
I think, isn't there another mandomer that's brought in Sukkah that
Yeah, well, that's the hemshech of Reb Shimon.
He was matal. Was he older?
In order to justify the psukim, that's the cheshbon. Then was the cheshbon of psukim. That's one of the riots that that is brought over in Ela Prat Lusim. That you look at the third, fourth, last line of Megillat Aleph. That's part of Reb Shimon's cheshbon.
The concept that you should not. Avoid the problem because otherwise you're doing mitzvah without the matir. So it should apply in other cases too, like sukkah. So if you have a suffix on the sukkah or whatever it is, so you don't say, well, eat and suffix brought to hockey. Because then you're going to do mitzvah without a matir, so you shouldn't eat in the sukkah.
And if I'm, mitzvah kiyum. No, if one. And Echanami, this is a tashita that would apply to other places. Yeah. I don't think it's so makubal, I don't think. So how do we understand the machlokes? Go ahead.
So if that's not the minhag, so when minyanim in the winter time will start before Mashiach here. So we should put the talis on before that to make the bracha later.
That's the normal minhag. No, to put the talis on and then make mishmashish. But yeah. No. That's the normal minhag. I thought you could bring an interesting riot to avoid from the rav because the last line in the Simon Yud Ches. Right, unless a person has to put on the tzitzis, in Yerushalayim they call it the person has to daven before sunrise in the winter. In Yerushalayim they call it Terech's Minyan. Why? Because Avram was Masakin Shachras. So who's Masakin daven before Shachras? It must have been Terech. So if a person has to go to it's people have to do it, go to work. It's Chol Chei Drachim. So a person goes to Terech's Minyan. So the question is, so what does he do with the tzitzis? He puts the tzitzis on, right? So that's what the Ramo writes. That before slichos, you put on tzitzis, don't make a brach on it. Ukishyor hayom yimashmesh boy v'yivorech yimashmesh boy. What's yimashmesh boy mean? No, what do you mean? What's yimashmesh boy mean? So what does it mean? What's that? Why?
Singular.
Yeah. So the way that we usually understand it to mean is you can't do a real levisha. Right, because it's stuck under your clothes. So you do a mini levisha. I'm not sure you pick it up a little bit, make the bracha and put it back down. Right, like, so the Mishnah Berurah says yimashmesh boy right tzolemer betzitzi Yosef. You know, tiktok is a question. Okay, it's a kasha, but he said no. It means yimashmesh with the tzitzis. What does that do for you? So the Rav is a gevalda gevort. The Rav says it's written up in, I think Rabbi Khan put this up in the Tefillin Shiurim. That the Rav said that you make two brachas and tefillin. Why two brachas? It must be, whenever you make two brachas, it has to be a second kiyum. It has to be a second aspect of the mitzvah. What's the second aspect of the mitzvah? Second aspect is the awareness of tefillin. One is a bracha laniach, and one is you always have to be aware of your tefillin. So the Rav said, that's pshat in yimashmesh. Yimashmesh does not mean to move the tefillin and put it back in. That's the common practice. If a person, whatever reason, didn't make a bracha when he put on his tefillin, so we say, take it out, put it back on, right? The same idea. Our understanding is, try to put it back on. So Rav said, no, that's not the pshat. And this is what the Mishnah was pointing out. It doesn't mean put it back on. You're not putting it back on. It's on your head. And he says, no, what it means is that there is another mechayiv in a bracha. There's another reason to make a bracha. One, that is, when it comes to tefillin, your awareness. So you can't put you're not putting your tefillin back on, but you're saying this bracha on the second kiyum. The second kiyum is being aware.
And you lost the bracha on the first kiyum.
Was that?
So why don't you move it out of the way so you can make a bracha on the first kiyum and the second kiyum?
The Rav would probably say that that's not what the halacha is requiring. In other words, was that? Okay, tzricha could be that there's mokim al rosha for say tefillin. If that was the halacha is requiring, it'd be much more careful what you do. And the same thing with the tzitzis. Is it really true that by lifting it off for an inch, putting it back on, you mechayev yourself again? So the Mishmer says, no, you're mechayev with tzitzis. Why? Because there's another key in tzitzis, zacharit marisim, the awareness of the tzitzis. So that's the right for the Rav's mahalach. So let's just finish up the following. So we have a machlokes rishonim as to how to define, as to whether if you have a... if the time determines a certain detail of the mitzvah, Is that called a time-bounded mitzvah? All right, again, what have we accomplished? We began with the halacha of Laila Lavzman Tzitzis. What does that mean? So we Tosfos pointed out, we passing like Reb Shimon, that Tzitzis are not chayav at night. What does that mean, that are chayav at night? Three shitas, Rabbeinu Tam, Rambam, or the Ran. Now we're zeroing in on the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, what is the machlaikas? He gave us the shir. He said, I know what the machlaikas is, because my shita is a difficult shita to understand. My shita is that even a mitzvah which is not time-bounded, and I can kind of the mitzvah day or night, but if time determines a significant part of the mitzvah, not the obligation, but a significant dilem, that's also time-boundedness. And l'chari, that's the machlaikas between the Rishonim. So we find this machlaikas in several places. The one that's usually quoted is Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Bikurim. Halacha in Bikurim is that women are chayav to bring Bikurim. Women are chayav to bring the first fruits. However, the Mishnah says that one only brings the first fruits of Bikurim after Sukkot and before Chanukah. Why is that? Because one of the halachas of Bikurim is to be mesamech, to take joy when one brings one's Bikurim. And the Tanoim said that when one has most simcha, when one is gathering one's fruit in. The one in the season you're gathering in, that's simcha. Once you've gathered it in, and you're just doing the, and it's all there already, that's less simcha. So Rabbi Kiveger says, so Bikurim should be a Tangrama, but women are chayiv in Bikurim. So Bikiveger in the Arvis, the Mishnah says, no. This is not an Asesh's Man Groma. Why? Because the time is teaching us when Simcha is. The halacha is one has to bring one's Bikurim when the farmer is in a happy mood. That's the halacha. All right. It's not time bounded, it's Simcha bounded. Women are chayovas and Simcha bounded mitzvahs. All right? Now the Mishnah says, but I want you to know, when is the Man Simcha? The Man Simcha is from Shavuos to Chanukah. Sukkot to Chanukah. What is it? Tzeres? Tzeres to Chanukah. So Rabbi Kiveger says, that's not time-bound. Time-bound means if the time is causing the mitzvah. The time is the determining factor. If the time is just telling you another is defining for you some other detail, so then that's not a time-bounded mitzvah. So I was wondering that this might also be a machlokes rishonim, because when the Raavad discusses this halacha, the Rambam quotes this din, that one only has to bring Bikurim So the Rambam brings this straight. The Raavad says the reason is because there aren't any Bikurim after Chanukah. Because that's not the man for Bikurim. That's the end of what's left for Bikurim. That's the end of the season. It's not because, the Raavad says, not because of, he doesn't quote Simcha, he says the reason is because that's just, you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah then. So one could suggest that this is the machlokes, that this is an upshot of that machlokes. According to the Tanoim who hold that it's Simcha and Simcha. In other words, we know Bikurim is a Aseisha Einazman Groma. We know it's not time bounded. This particular Svara of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that might be the issue between the Tam and the Rishonim. In other words, the Tam Rishonim may be saying, the Rishonim say, who argue, the Rambam, the Rashi Rambam would say, it's not time bounded. You can, your Mekayim mitzvahs the night. The halacha is that a garment which you normally look at and see, that kind of garment is chayiv. If you don't normally look at it and see it, if it's pajamas, you wear it when you're sleeping, it's the Torah was mechayiv, that kind of a garment. The Chazanish is a molom nishan nusach, it's really the nusach of the Ran. That it's this kli is not a kli that's chayiv and tzitzis. It's not a beggar chayiv and tzitzis. You can't be mechayiv and tzitzis because the Torah said it has to be a garment that you normally see. You don't normally see this. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, so the Rishonim say, l'chayiram, they say that's not time-bounded. That determines, that tells you which clothes are chayiv and tzitzis. And Rabbeinu Tam says that's also time-bounded. So l'chayiram, that could be connected with the issue of Bikurim. We know Bikurim is considered a non-time-bounded mitzvah, women are chayiv in it. Now, how do you define Bikurim? So the Ravid says, you're chayvim mikorim all the time. You're chayvim mikorim during the harvest season. You have to bring the first fruit. The Torah, the Tanom say that there's no bikorim after Hanukkah because that's not the first fruit. Right. So you don't learn anything new from that sugya. However, the Tanom that we have, they say that it is that the chiyuv is because it's a time of simcha, and the time of simcha is defined as atzeres to Hanukkah. So lechayra that would indicate that. So the Ravid who doesn't have that logic, he would say, like Rabbeinu Tam, if I would have that logic, right? If I would have that, so then, Mitaka might, if, like the Rishonim who argue the Rabbeinu Tam, if I would have that logic, then it might be time out in mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you see, sorry, the other way around. The Ravid would say, like the Ravid who does not have the Svara of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, would say, Lu Yitzur, they may say, Lu Yitzur, I was, the reason that I couldn't bring Bikurim is because it's time-bounded, and it's, because I can't bring it after Hanukkah, irrespective of the reason came out of Hanukkah. But I can't bring it after Hanukkah. So that makes it time-bounded. So he would say, L'chor, the same thing as L'gabe, the beged is a beged that I can't wear at night. All right. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. That's still time boundedness. But the Rishonim will hold like Artanoim, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out, would say that the nighttime is just defining whether this is a normal beged that's normally viewed. That's not time bounded. The Oineg Yomtiv says a similar idea, a little bit of a different nusach, and another connection. The Oineg Yomtiv's approach is, I think, very similar. He says that Aseish Zman Groma is a mitzvah which I could do 24 hours, and the Torah says only do it during a certain period of time. But if I could not do it 24 hours, then it's not a Aseish Zman Groma. So then a Yomtiv says that would be the debate between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rishonim. I think Rabbi Michel says that would be the debate between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rishonim. Is this Svara correct or not? Rabbeinu Tam would say it's a mitzvah I can do 24 hours. Right? But if I wear a certain kind of beged, so then I'm not chayiv. So Rav Yishonim would say that's not a seishes man grama, because I can do it 24 hours. Right? However, if I have a mitzvah which I'm wearing a daytime beged, like the Rambam says, so I could wear it at night. I could do the mitzvah at night, but the Torah says not to do it. So that's the Seishes Man Groma. So again, it's a similar kind of a nusach, and Rav Michel connects it to Achrayim who discuss the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Kesef Mishnah writes, we mentioned this a few days ago, that the mitzvah of Kriyashma, of daytime Shema, is the entire day. The Torah says, Ubishach, you only say during the first 3 hours in the morning, that's the Rabbanan Dekadim. Alright? So that means, Yabba Machlokes Rishonim, whether Kriya Shema is a, whether when the Torah says Bekumecha, when you're waking up, does that define a time for the mitzvah? Right? Again, Machlokes says whether we can say Shema all day long. Right? 24 hours, day and night. Or does the Torah say no, you can only say it for the first 3 hours? So Kriya Shema is an asay Shizman Groma. Right? Right? Asay Shizman Groma. So if you say, like the Kesef Mishnah, that it's really a daytime mitzvah, and you can say it any time, so why is it Shizman Groma? On the other hand, if you say like the other Rishonim, that it's Bishas Kima, and that's a Din Dei Raisa, all right, so then we would say that when you have some kind of timing factor, and that tells you when to say Shema. That's what Shema, that's what Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis is. So then that still is a time-bounded mitzvah. All right, again, so a Yotze Mikol Zeh is that L'chora we have a Machlegis Rishonim is how to define the time-boundedness which is pattering women from mitzvahs. Is it, does it have to be solely time, that's it? Or can it be that the time, that timing is a major factor, whether it's defining Zman Simcha, Zman Kima, or in this case, a Beged Shel Yoyim. That could be the Machlegis Rishonim movie. Good. We kept on learning until they put the action back on. So.